Chad Gamble. He is on the other end of our phone line. Chad, of course, is the city's director of public services. Chad, how are you?
I'm doing great this morning. How are you doing?
Good. A couple things I want to talk to you about. Number one, Carol Wood was on the program, of course, Lansing City Council member, and she wondered why those two vacant golf courses are not being mowed and maintained and therefore maybe usable.
Well, that's been a priority of the mayor to make sure that we expend those monies wisely, and a decision that he's made along with the Parks and Rec Department. And, you know, we need to spend our monies where we get the most bang for the buck. And that's been a priority of the administration and a priority that we think is just as far as using those monies for other programmed areas. But and that's a question probably better answered by the mayor or the Parks and Rec Director, Brett Kaczynski.
I'm asking the wrong guy.
That's okay. I get asked a lot of questions, and I think that's a great question, and I'm sure a lot of people are wondering that, and everyone has their sets of priorities. You know, you ask that particular question of anyone, and you know, they'll give you their own set of top 10 priorities. That's the one challenging thing about trying to create a budget that represents the collective good and the collective priorities of everyone, and not everyone is always going to agree with everything. And I think that's the challenge, especially when you're working with a budget that needs to prioritize things. You know, not everyone's going to agree with them, but I think, you know, we need to work really hard about where the monies need to be spent best, and that's one of the priorities of the mayor is to invest them in neighborhoods, invest them in those areas vital to our community, and trying to keep this community from going from good to great, which I think may be an excellent segue into perhaps your second question.
Well, I think you need to run for office because that was the most politically correct answer I have ever heard.
This engineer has been trained very well.
Let's talk about Lansing winning a federal grant for $326,000 plus for REO. Tell us about it.
Well, Tony, these are, you know, we don't get giddy a whole lot, but these are one of those days yesterday when we got the word from the Federal Highway Administration of the award for $326,000 for streetscape improvements and complete street improvements in Rio Town was just unbelievable. We've been working, as you know, and can highlight in that area because of two projects. One was a road project that we were basically going to rebuild the Washington Avenue from Main Street or Malcolm X Street now from there all the way down to Baker. And that project has been programmed for several years. In conjunction with that, we have the new Board of Water and Light cogeneration plant. And that's going to bring in thousands of jobs into Rio Town and really set them up to blossom like they've been trying to for almost the past decade now. So the RRSTP road project didn't have enough money in it to really do, I'll use the term, a complete makeover like we would have loved to do and like the Rio Town Commercial Association and the Rio Town Neighborhood Association would have liked. And over the course of Memorial Day weekend, the city team applied for this TCSP grant, and we thought it would be competitive.
All right, Chad, I've got to get to break now. Thanks so much for your time.